got to win on every down. And I think, you know, in times past, we have our sack total is okay, but you know, we want to be the best. We still want to be the best, and hopefully we can cause some turnovers. And that's, if you look at all those stats, probably the biggest stat there is turnover takeaway ratio and how many points they score. You know, those things are big, and we got to do a better job with the turnover takeaway ratio, and we got to do a better job in terms of points. I know where we're at in points, you know, but you know, we'd like to be the best in the league if we could.
You know, Tunch, takeaways Keith Butler was talking about there was something that Mike Tomlin also brought up earlier in the week as one of the I won't say deficient areas, but an area that the team wants to improve over the second half of the season going against this Colts team. Jacoby Brissett is not the quarterback I think that any of us expected the Steelers to face when the schedule came out last April, but he is the quarterback that the Steelers will indeed face Sunday in the RCA Dome. So what it's called, Lucas Oil.
Lucas Oil now. Used to be the RCA Dome. Before that, the Hoosier Dome. I played in it when it was the Hoosier Dome.
No, yeah. I don't know. I think it might be a new building.
Yeah, it is a new building. But I'm talking about the
Okay.
Hoosier Dome. Yeah.
But anyway, Jacoby Brissett hasn't looked that bad.
No, you know what? As a matter of fact, you watch him, and you know, he's a big, strong guy, 6'4", 6'5", 240 pounds. He's got a cannon for an arm, Bob. And, man, he cuts it loose. And you know what? Although he's got 7 touchdowns and only 4 interceptions, he's not afraid to force it into tight windows. I think the one thing that you, when you look at Jacoby Brissett, the one criticism you'd have with him is at times you see that paralysis by analysis, and he'll hold on to the ball a little too long, but he's got a great long ball. You saw that to T.Y. Hilton. Another goofy dance by the Hilton. And you know, the thing about Brissett is he'll take the sack instead of throwing the pick. And he's been sacked 32 times. I think that's the most in the NFL. That offensive line has given up 36 sacks. That sack and touchdown against the Houston Texans, that was such a brutal hit. If you look at it from the end zone, watch it from the end zone, I'm surprised he got up. I mean, he just took a shot from the blind side, but he does have a strong arm. He doesn't run as much as you would think of a young quarterback. It's almost like he picks his spots, and he is their third leading rusher. It's like he runs when he finds an opening, and although he's not a fast 40 guy, he runs a 4.9 40, but he's got what Coach Noel used to call competitive speed. If he turns it on, all of a sudden he can run away from you.
What about your boy Jack Doyle? You've been talking about him all week.
I'm a big Jack Doyle fan. Jack Doyle's his number one guy. There you see the tight end number 84. When they're in ace, which is 2 tight ends, you're going to start playing a little Where's Waldo with Jack Doyle. He lines up at fullback. He lines up at H-back. He lines up as an inline tight end. Sometimes they'll flex him out. They'll put him in the slot. They'll put him in a skinny split. And he's in a 2-point stance. He is Brissett's guy. He's been targeted something like 65 times. He's got 50 catches on the season for 440 yards, 2 touchdowns. And he is a tough guy because not only is he a combat catch guy, you saw him there, he went right over the linebacker to make that catch. And he is just plain, or actually the strong safety. He is very, very physical too. They use him on the H-back. Whams. He's a blocker. He's not afraid to mix it up. He'll stick his head in there. And he is Jacoby Brissett's security blanket. He's always either in a seam route, check down, and at times, you know, this time you see him in an out cut, but he'll even run deep down the field, and Jacoby Brissett is looking for him.
You know, 6'6", 260, almost exactly the dimensions of that guy up in New England.
Yeah.
The running attack, though, old man Frank Gore, is he an old man?
You know, he's not a young man. Has he lost a step? Absolutely. Is he still a tough guy? Oh, man, he still plays very, very physical. His yardage is down, 455 yards on the year, and he's got a 3.6 average. His average is down. His yards are down. It's not because of him. I think it's more because of that offensive line. They're not very good. They don't get a push. They play a little soft, to be honest with you. They kind of get up in your face and try to dance with you. Every once in a while you'll see on this counter trap, he breaks one. He's still very physical. And you know the thing, he's still decent coming out of the backfield. The one thing that sometimes he gets open coming out of the backfield is when they fake the handoff to him and then he releases out to the flat or in a check down. That's when defenses have lost track of him. And I think sometimes when you're looking at Jack Doyle, you're looking at T.Y. Hilton, you're looking at Moncrief, you're looking at Kamar Aiken, that's when Gore gets lost. But he's still available. He's still there to pick up blitzes. He'll still cut you down like tall timber. And he'll make you miss. He'll run over you. Still got the physicality.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break now, and when we come back, we'll look at the Colts defense, a defense that the Steelers have had their way with in each of the past three seasons.
And we'll continue.